Well, good morning and welcome back. It's 8:37. Clouds keeping us company here this morning. We're at 9 above. Thank you for making us part of your Wednesday morning as our talk around continues. The book is called What More Can I Say? Why Communications Fail and What to Do About It. The author is Diana Boer, and we're talking with Diana this morning. Diana, good morning.
Good morning. It's great to be with you.
Great to have you on the show this morning. Well, tell me, Diana, what inspired you to write this book?
Actually, so many politicians screaming back and forth and not being able to and so much noise on social media. Everybody's talking and nobody's listening.
Well, and I was going to ask you that, too. In this age of instant communication and instant access and instant everything, is this the problem or is this part of the problem as to why our communication isn't what it should be?
It is part of the problem. If we don't think and then communicate like we used to, because things were just a little bit slower when somebody, you got a letter, you got an email, you had time to think about it. You weren't expecting them to go into a meeting in 5 minutes and say, respond immediately. I'm walking down the hall. I need to deliver this. And everything's so speeded up. People don't take time to think before they respond. And whether it's a text, people just zap it back. And then they think, oh, I should have said, or I shouldn't have used that word, that's going to upset them. And it just seems like because the pace is faster, not only do they not think, when you do something that upsets people, you use the wrong word, you leave out a key detail, you're not just talking to a few people, you're talking around the globe.
Sure. Yeah, it's a worldwide thing. Diana, and I guess communication, when you say that, is it like a broad brush? Is that part of our problem? We don't really know the definition of communication?
That's true. A lot of times you think it's just your words, but you communicate by your actions, by your non-action, by your silence. I mean, think about it. Everybody was talking about the lack of the president showing up in Paris. I mean, that was not words. That was lack of an action. You communicate, your child comes home and says, I'm going to not do something, and you say nothing that implies consent.
Exactly. I know that one.
You communicate with an expression on your face. You communicate with a shrug of a shoulder. So it's not just actions.
And reactions as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
So we pick up the book, What More Can I Say? Why Communication Fails and What to Do About It. How do you walk us through this? What do we do about it?
Well, I laid out 9 laws after just studying this for decades and why people don't react to our email, why people don't do what we ask them to do, why if we go into a meeting to do a sales presentation and they don't buy the product and don't win a proposal or whatever. I put together 9 laws or 9 key principles, and I think the first one is foundational, and that is trust. You don't do what somebody says or wants you to do if you don't trust them. And that's, you can just hear somebody talking on television. Immediately you think, I don't trust that guy.
Exactly.
I don't trust that woman. She looks slick. They don't know what they're talking about. And you form those impressions immediately. You just have a gut reaction. And there are a lot of things that you do just, you take in with your senses subconsciously. And people don't realize that they're giving off those vibes through their body language and their tone of voice and things that just sink into us when you're managing people and leading people that make you look incompetent. And even you can like somebody and not trust them to be consistent. I mean, for example, if somebody's always late to a meeting, you may like them, you may love them as a boss. Now, I love to work for this person, but you don't trust them to come through for you. If they say, I will have that report done on Friday, I definitely, believe me, I will have it done and you can take it to your meeting. You just don't trust them to do it because half the time they're late with things.
Sure.
Yeah.
So that's foundational. You've got to trust somebody. And, there's several of those principles that I've laid out.
Diana, how long did it take you to write this? Because I would imagine just to gain this kind of insight and then put it down in words, that might have taken you a while.
Actually, it didn't. I've been studying this for more than 3 decades as I coach executives through the years. But actually, I write very quickly. My master's degree is in writing.
All right.
So, actually, it only took me about 6 weeks to put all this down, do all the research. It's based on a lot of research studies.
Mm-hmm.
And so the research is the main part, but when you actually start to write, it only takes about 2 weeks to actually get a draft.
Sure.
Now, going through and editing it, that's a whole other story.
Well, in terms of business, too, I hear a lot of people these days talking about customer service and customer service being on the decline, you know, in the retail market. This book, I would imagine, could help people out there, too.
Sure. Anything that you've got to persuade somebody to do, and in customer service, you're always persuading them that I've corrected the problem, I've taken care of it, we're not going to foul up again, or you don't keep their loyalty.
Sure.
And that's absolutely true. For example, one of the principles in here, I think it's number 8 that I mentioned, is what I call distinction versus delusion. And what that means is you've got to have a brand that the reason they stay with you and they buy from you. And what people try to do if they were doing customer service is, you know, come back to us. We'll do X and Y and Z, and they throw all the benefits to you. That's what we call the presenter's paradox. And research says you can't throw all these 10 things or reasons to do business with them.
Sure.
Pick out one thing and keep hammering at that one reason or that one benefit, and you'll come much closer to winning that customer's loyalty than if you keep hammering away at 3 things.
It makes so much sense.
It does. It makes perfect sense.
It boils down to that. Diana, if people want to buy this book, where is it available? Where can we get it?
It's available, of course, at all online stores, and they can brick and mortar stores, but they can go to my website, whatmorecanisaythebook.com.
All right.
Just the title of the book, whatmorecanisaythebook.com.
Diana, it has been a pleasure talking with you. I'd like to talk some more about this in the future, so maybe we can line up another date when we can talk a little bit more about the book.
Sure.
All
great
right.
to be with you.
You bet.
That
thanks,
would be awesome.
Thanks
Thank
much,
you.
Diana Boer. The book is called What More Can I Say? Why Communication Fails and What to Do About It.
Yes.
Something that I think we desperately need in this communication age.
It's like everybody can point a finger, but not everybody can say, this is what you need to do about
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Well,
that's
she does
what
that.
You need.
She, and she'll walk us through it and 9 great steps that she's outlined here. It's 8:45 of the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KB.